Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Getting some text messages here from Kid Nation members. By the way, the number you can text us at is 800-543-3548. Got a text right here. All caps, by the way, Kelly. Are we going to talk about some clarity today or what?
What?
Some clarity?
What? I'm guessing they're talking about The Bachelorette.
Absolutely.
Part one season finale that occurred last night. Yes.
I got to get my thoughts together.
We'll touch on that because Kelly needs to fill me in because I was not able to watch.
I live tweeted last night.
I saw
plan
some
on
that.
Doing the same tonight.
Perfect. Perfect.
So fun. I didn't even eat supper. I just drank Buzz Balls.
I did notice that you changed Jed's name to Jeb.
I know a Jeb. I know a Jeb. And so I would text Jeb sometimes, and everybody's correcting me. I was like, does it really change anything that I put Jeb instead of Jeb?
I just didn't know if you were mad at him for last night's show or something. I don't know what I missed.
I know a Jeb, so sometimes I say Jeb instead of Jed. But I know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about.
Jeb.
The man
Jeb.
That's not Tyler. So whatever.
Speaking of mispronouncing names, Sarah wrote us and finally gave us some light on how to pronounce Tana's last name.
Thank you, because I don't know.
We've been saying Mongo because of the way it's spelled. We just figured it's kind of French. There's an N in there and a G and the U-E-L-U. It's Mojo.
Mojo?
Yeah.
Mojo.
Sarah says, as much as I know this, Tana Mongo is pronounced Mojo.
Mojo.
So, Tana Mojo.
So, the
Mojo.
N is silent?
Mojo.
What do they give you, Mojo?
Mojo.
You're not, that N is not silent.
You can't silent an N.
How come?
She can pronounce it.
You can silent an H.
You can silent P's.
That's how our language works. It looks French.
But she can pronounce it any way she wants.
Right, she's Paulin out for that.
Mojo.
So.
Mojo.
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 Thank you, Sarah, for finally letting us know, because it was really driving us.
So, he's getting his mojo.
A little crazy. Speaking of getting your mojo, we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, Big Al Mac, you need to try something you've never tried before.
All right, I have a dish in front of me.
A dish.
I believe this was last week where you dropped the news on us that you had never in your life had a Pop-Tart.
Never?
Yeah, that was real audio from us.
Text came in. They knew it. Kid Nation knew.
Yes.
It said he's going to eat a Pop-Tart. Hope it's a good one. Pop-Tart virgin.
Hope it's a good one. All right. What does it look like you have? He has a frosted one and a plain one,
yeah,
JC.
It looks like oversized cracker.
That is, he's got a frosted strawberry, I believe. And I believe Kelly's favorite of brown sugar and cinnamon.
With the frosting or without?
With the frosting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One is sprinkle a thing.
Yeah, that's strawberry.
Are they warm or cold, Big Al?
They're a little warm.
They're warm. Okay, so those are toasted. I have the cold ones over here.
So you can try both. Do they have anything inside them?
Yes.
Just a crack?
Ooh, delicious jelly.
Listen to me. Just bite.
Bite and enjoy,
Al. And go into this ride.
Hmm.
Okay.
That you've never been on before.
This is the one with the little sprinkly thing.
Yeah, okay. Big Al trying Pop-Tart for the first time ever. I still find it hard to believe.
It's like a wafer.
What?
A wafer?
You know, sometimes you get too much crust and not enough filling.
Go more in the center.
So maybe break it in half.
Yeah, go for the middle.
Yeah, you need...
Because that does happen on occasion.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I see. Yeah.
Go
from the middle.
That's a good one right there. Now what?
Pretty good.
Much better, right?
Pretty good, yeah.
You taste like those preservatives?
A wafer with some jelly in it.
That's the most popular flavor that you just ate,
okay, do the brown sugar one.
Well, he's got to wait. We got to cleanse your palate.
Yeah.
Get all that out.
Yeah.
Right, let me get some work out here.
Do you have anything?
Something.
Not
to
tequila.
Drink my backwash here.
You have coffee or water?
Oh, God. Shot of tequila.
Oh, that is not a good combination.
No. Oh, God, Al.
How can you drink tequila?
It's not Tequila Tuesday.
No, it's not. It's Taco
next
Tuesday.
Week.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Right,
oh,
here.
God.
I don't know how it's going to taste now that you have tequila mouth.
See, brown sugar cinnamon is my favorite. I cannot keep these in the house.
You like that one better?
I like that one better than strawberry. I like frosted blueberry, personally. I like the frosted blueberry.
Now, sometimes, Al, we don't have enough time in the morning to toast those bad boys, so you have to eat them cold.
I like cold better, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of people prefer to eat it cold, like Kelly just said. I'm a warm guy myself, especially with the s'mores, which is my favorite flavor, if you just want to know.
Yeah, I like the crust, the toasted taste.
Yeah.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
So are brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, according to Kelly.
Hey, I'll go with the brown sugar first this time.
Yeah. I can't believe you haven't had one of these.
And now he is. So good.
Oh, Kelly, you're right about this thing.
Right?
It's better warm.
So
it's good. But I like it warm better.
You like it warm? That's fine.
Yeah.
Now, do you see yourself going on one of your late night or early night Walmart trips and buying yourself some Pop-Tarts for breakfast?
No.
They're great on the go.
No, I probably won't.
Why not?
I mean, they're good, but I don't see going out of my way to get them.
No, there you go.
What?
No. I'm trying to have a jelly one with coal.
All right.
You don't think that's life-changing?
No.
What?
He hasn't had a toaster strudel either, but I'm assuming he wouldn't think that was, because that's next level.
That's pretty good. You have to have toaster strudel warm.
It's good.
Well, there you go. That was the anticlimactic. Well, Big Al tried something he's never tried before.
Let's go!
Again.
The brown one was better.
The brown
shout
sugar.
Out.
Agreed.
And also, Big Al Mag, you just had two Pop-Tarts, but last night there was a possibility of...
There was two tarts over there, too.
Two tarts?
What?
So...
Oh, you're a wise guy, see? Hey, so we're going to the top.
Two tarts.
Two tarts.
So my dog walker friend walked Curtis yesterday, right?
She's the one that you denied a date.
Yeah, to the movie.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so she's still walking your dog.
She walked Curtis.
She must really like you.
And, well, Curtis, probably. And so after she brought Curtis back, she came to the door, knocked on the door, and I said, come on in so I can take him off the leash, blah, blah, blah. My apartment's not that big. And the Bachelorette had just come on. And so I'm like...
It's a major move.
So I'm like, do you watch The Bachelorette? You want to come in and watch The Bachelorette? She said, sure.
Oh, nice.
So I'm taking Curtis off the leash, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I have a seat. So she's sitting there, and I'm like, well, I guess I should pour you some wine. You want some wine?
Oh,
you know,
nice.
I normally watch... You know, drink some wine while I'm watching Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
Those balls work good, too.
Yeah. So I pour a little 14 Hands Merlot.
Good choice.
Thank you. And I was sitting there drinking a little wine. And so I said, well, let me make a little cheese tray right quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, wine cheese. So I slice up a little Munster.
Fancy.
A little Munster. A little Gorgonzola.
Wow.
You know, trying to put it together. You know how I do.
You got Gorgonzola tray?
Dude, I love Gorgonzola cheese.
Nice.
That's a good cheese.
It's good cheese, isn't it? So, I had a little Munster, too. Like, Munster's not bad, either.
I love Munster.
Yeah.
I do love a good Munster.
And what happened?
And I had some dill dip on the side.
Oh, you had a bad breath, bro.
It's a goat cheese.
Like relish?
Did you have any crackers?
Yeah, some crackers. Go into the dill dip, then put a little cheese on top of that.
What's dill dip?
It's dill dip.
It's relish?
It's like...
Like ranch?
It's like ranch, yeah. It's like ranch, but it's
dill.
It's dilly.
Not familiar.
What's the dilly?
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Down dill dip.
Do you have any meat?
No meat. Well, no meat. I eat the, anyway. So we're digging on this. I said, well, let me see if I can find something else to eat. So I go into the fridge and I pull out a couple of MREs. And,
military rations?
Well, the meal's ready to eat.
Yeah,
and they're one's a broccoli, beef, and one's, you know.
Oh, like diet meals?
No.
I really appreciate your description of all the food you had, but I really want to...
MREs?
I'm just setting the table.
Okay, guys.
I'm just setting the table.
No, you literally did set the table.
I'm setting the table. So I fix a little something up. And so let's turn it. I light my little candle on the counter.
Oh, you had a candle and everything?
A little candle.
Okay, so this got romantic real quick.
This is a mood
It really wasn't. It really wasn't. I was just
girls
trying.
Know that if you light a candle...
Wine, a cheese platter, and candles?
A make-out sesh is about to take
or
place.
Or he's trying to kill the dog smell.
That sounds like a proposal.
Curtis is a little funk from the run.
Okay.
So anyway, I got a little can thing, and I got the wine, I got the cheese, got the thing. And so we're sitting there watching The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And I guess about 15 minutes in, fear strikes over me because I hear this. I'm like, it was a girl. It was definitely a girl knock.
Three's Company.
And so I'm like, I don't know.
You were like.
I'm not even dating anybody. But when you hear that and there's somebody at your house, you're like, oh, what do I do?
Go hide in the closet.
What do I go out the back door now. No, I didn't do that. So I look at the peephole, and it's my next door neighbor.
Oh, the other girl.
The other girl.
Are known as option B.
Do you have a thing for this one?
Oh, this has got a boyfriend. She's come over just random times. You know, but she's next door neighbor. It's all good.
Yeah.
So she comes over drinking a beer, and I said, come on in. So I said,
some Gorgonzola.
Do you know blah, blah, blah? She goes, no, I don't. That's, y'all, me. So she's sitting there talking in the kitchen. I'm kind of still cooking. And, but I, you know, and so she goes, have you ever tried this other wine? So she's trying, she goes back to her house and gets another bottle of wine and brings it back over. And so now we're having.
You're having a party.
It's turned into a bachelorette watching party.
It is kind of.
Even though neighbor two that had just come over is not into the bachelorette at all. So
she doesn't care. She's about wine and gorgonzola.
Yes. Yeah.
Is so, this not a block?
No, because there was nothing that was planning to happen. So, but it could have been a block if I.
If you were pursuing
you need
that.
To give her the look of you're blocking.
No, so she stayed down. She was talking about her, you know, her boyfriend. They're getting ready to move. Blah, blah.
Okay.
So,
blah, yeah. blah.
Were you looking at her like, uh-huh?
Leave.
Yeah.
I may,
you're not her see what door. I've been putting on here?
She may have been, and so.
Did
so,
you not notice the candle?
Yeah, right. So, about 30 minutes, I'm guessing, she finally says, well, I'm going to go ahead and leave. And she leaves and goes back to her domicile next door. So
her apartment. You could have just said that.
That's her apartment.
He's painting a picture, JC.
Set the table, JC. So I wish
someone wrote, land the plane, Al.
I'm thinking where you're thinking, because there's no landing in sight.
We're not surprised.
There's no landing in sight. So we watched The Bachelorette and what goes on there, and she left.
Oh, God.
And
that was Big Al's pointless story of the day.
There was no landing strip. There's no airport.
Set up for you.
You know what? He didn't make us wait a year for it.
True.
That's the bright side.
True.
Feels like.
But exactly the same payoff. Which is
I wish there had been more payoff.
You didn't make a move?
If there's not a payoff, don't tell it.
You just told that whole thing. How did it end? Like, what happened?
The bachelorette
went off. Up and said bye?
The bachelorette went off, and so she went home. And so that was it. I went to sleep. I watched a little bit of Hotel, and I went to sleep.
Anybody else want to just go through what they did last night?
Yeah.
Oh, but that shrimp dish, that shrimp scampi thing in a bowl, ready to eat, that's some of the best stuff I've ever had.
Right. Your fishy-smelling apartment.
Yes. Okay. And beef and broccoli. And gorgonzola.
There you go.
Get that.
So
I didn't mean to let you down, Kelly. It wasn't
what was
that big of a deal.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. You can't.
Nothing.
You can't. Hey, hey, hey. Unless you.
I was legitimately an hour ago so excited for you.
Yeah.
I thought you had a pep in your step for something, but no.
Nah. But I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just.
Okay.
It wasn't really.
The story or the evening?
The evening. It was just. It just, you know, that was it. It kind of fizzled out, just kind of like the story did.
Coming up next, we will talk about someone who got some action, Hannah.
Oh, I was going to be like, I did.
Yeah.
My night was more exciting than now.
We'll get into the Bachelorette next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tonight on your TV, Kid Nation, night one of the second Democratic debates is happening. If you want to check those out, Bernie Sanders is going to be on there, Elizabeth Warren, Beto, Tim Ryan. So you can check that. Or you can also check out America's Got Talent, which is on at the same time on NBC. Ellie Kemper is going to be a guest judge tonight. Or you could watch the 15th season finale of The Bachelorette, same time.
Well, there you go.
On ABC.
You know where I'll be.
Yeah. That's I'm not going to be there because I'm going to be again at that camp. But
again?
It's all week.
Yeah, all week.
All week. 6 to 9.
You got to go home and watch it. You just
got to
see
it. I got to. I need to see what's going on because last night I did catch a little bit of it, Kelly, and it looked like there was a bunch of drama.
There was. They picked up where they left off last week, I guess, when Luke P was kicked out and the three guys are left standing. And so now she's got to pick. And I kind of maybe thought maybe she won't dismiss one of them because Luke P was gone and that gives her an excuse to keep him around. And I truly was shocked by the one she eliminated. I have read zero spoilers, and thank you to everyone. If you have attempted to spoil it for me, I haven't seen it, and thank you to those who read the spoilers and have not spoiled it
for me. Same, yeah.
My gut was telling me it was going to be down to Peter and Jed, and I was wrong.
Yeah, because Peter is the one that did not get
Peter
the rose.
Peter got the boot.
And you could tell he's a great dude because of the way these guys react, and he was actually very understanding after he got let go.
When I was little, I think I was like playing with my dolls. I felt like I had my Ken doll. I feel like you were that. You were that.
Thanks.
It's just like nothing wrong. It's not.
I get that. And
in this week's.
Yeah. It was amazing. And honestly, like, I God, I'm trying to, like, be strong right now, so like, you will truly, like, always have, like, a piece of my heart. Like, I truly mean that. And this, like, this sucks right now. And this hurts.
Yeah.
But I don't regret anything about it.
Don't feel too bad about Peter, though.
Well, so he gets on the live show last night, and this breakup happened, what, 2 months ago, maybe?
Uh-huh.
He's still crying. His mother's in the audience sobbing.
Crying. He loved her.
Heartbroken for her son. She's partially embarrassed for him.
Yeah.
And I guess to make him look better.
She didn't need to do this, but she did.
And to build up his self-esteem, she's going to clear the air about a little something that happened in the windmill.
Yeah, I was thinking she was going to say, it's not what you guys think. Well,
it wasn't.
It was not.
Because of you two, nobody will ever look at a windmill the same.
I mean, I will say I was a little dishonest about something.
Oh. What's that?
No, I mean, since it's out there and, you know, I did say there was something that Peter and I did twice. It was actually four times.
Assuming.
Okay,
I don't get your parent, your mama and daddy.
They were cheering for this.
Well, that's it.
I know. That's
Peter didn't know she was going to say that.
We're cheering for the fact that they did it four times, which, like I said, if you followed me on Twitter, I think I said this on my Twitter, there's no way she's engaged right
now. There's no way. As a guy.
Because you're not going to sit there if you're... Beyonce is backstage saying that you did it not two times, which you've already admitted on national TV in the heat of the moment, four times. So she is absolutely not engaged based on that right there.
I remember she told Tyler C, she's like, I'm not going to do anything like that when we go to the fantasy suite. I want to keep this just as a conversation and to get closer to each other. Meanwhile, she four times in a windmill with Peter.
Totally ridiculous. And everybody...
Oh, mom and daddy. Oh, girl. Oh, you girl. You gave it up. Oh,
that laughter was over the top.
I don't get it. Who's screaming like they're dying? The mom? Oh, that's Hannah, I think.
I don't know. It might be mom.
Mom had a mic, too.
Mom was back there just having a good old time talking about how many times.
And then I'm thinking, I'm like, if I'm Hannah's dad.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I don't understand what's happening.
Baby girl.
She's already humped everybody on the show with dad and mom watching.
That's I understand. Things are going to happen. Your emotions take over. You're into people. Do you do your thing as an adult? That's fine. That's up to you. I don't know. As a fiance, I wouldn't want to hear it. And as a dad, I wouldn't want to hear it. No. I would just want that for you to keep it between you and Peter.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yes.
Fiance.
Yes.
Yes.
So they do. Okay. So now it's down to my favorite from day one, Tyler. Uh-huh. But I know he's not going to win because of what happened with the meeting of the parents. So, of course, Tyler comes in. So charming. Flowers for mom. They love him. They couldn't. Oh my gosh.
They love Tyler. The bar is really set high.
He's perfect.
Yeah. He is.
And here comes Jed the musician. What every parent wants for their daughter, right?
Yeah. And Hannah's dad had some worries about
that.
One of the things that I know that are going to be necessary is providing for Hannah, because she's always been, a main priority. And that was the reason I was asking, what your goals are as far as financially, because I just want to kind of see, you are still young, but there has to be a direction. My goal as far as finances and stuff go in the future, I just want to have as many facets of income and backup plans as I can, so that not only can I support myself, but, a family someday. And, at this point, my most major accomplishment is that I signed a deal with a dog food company.
What?
Hey, it's a deal. It's a deal.
I wish you would have been real with the dad and gone, listen, Pops,
I'm
on the Bachelorette right now. I'm about to get off this bad boy, and my Instagram's going to go, and I'm going to get so many endorsements.
Maybe.
Or?
Or he comes off as the bad guy.
Yeah.
but he's going to write a dog food jingle, and that could be very lucrative.
It could be. It could
be. It could be.
Tomorrow you'll hear all of our dog food jingles, by the way.
Right.
So you, that we too can have a side hustle in that business.
Parents aren't quite as excited about Jed the dog food jingle writer. And the way they edited this, Al, see, Al's thinking, oh, it's going to be Tyler. No.
Well,
because here's what's happening. She's going to get defensive of Jed now because mommy and daddy don't like him.
Right.
And now I've got to defend him and protect him because he, you know, and as she was saying last night, I've suddenly realized I have been sort of kind of falling in love with Tyler. But she finally got her some, too.
But she finally
got her a little piece of that before
they are
she's
so,
going to pick Jed.
They are so laser-focused on Tyler, or leading us to be laser-focused on Tyler. That it'll probably be the big switch tonight. I can totally see that.
But regardless, we knew that there were the four times in the windmill is what's going to be the downfall of this relationship, whoever it is, Tyler or Jeb, Jed, the dog jingle.
Well, yeah.
There are a lot of rumors about, you know, Hannah, you know, who she picked, whoever it is. But despite all that, that whoever she did pick, it's over. And I think that's pretty evident because by the end of the show, Chris Harrison even said there are a lot of rumors going around, which there always are.
Okay.
But Hannah wanted to say something to the world before the end of the show.
Since that last day in Greece, the past couple of months have been really tough and emotional. I know there are a lot of rumors out there. And honestly, tomorrow night, I don't know what's going to happen. But I have a lot of questions that need to be answered. So hope I'll be able to do that.
Don't normally they say I'm happy and I can't wait to introduce you to my fiance? Isn't that what usually happens?
So the proposal, either way, has happened.
Yes.
Somebody proposed.
Somebody, yeah.
And you noticed she was fidgeting with the ring. It looked like an engagement ring, but it was on the middle finger.
Not on her ring finger.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a message.
That's what I was kind of noticing. It was like it was a big rock, but it was on the middle finger of her left hand.
She was sending a message to whoever it is.
Well, maybe she hasn't completely. Maybe they're not completely broken up. Maybe
there's a chance.
Maybe the engagement's on ice for a minute, and maybe he could say something tonight that will tip her over, but solidify. I think it's over.
There's nothing you can say to me after the four times.
Yeah, four times in the windmill.
Sorry, I'm out. I'm too visual.
For that reason, I'm out.
I know Peter. He seems like a really good guy, and I don't want to be about that life.
Yeah. So
they're just always. They've been there so many years. They have to change it.
Yeah,
they have to make it different.
And how did Kelly Raspberry feel about Hannah's dress? Well, let's take a listen in Kelly Raspberry's sexy voice.
Oh yeah.
Which one she gonna pick? I can't understand it. But that is an ugly dress.
Man, the country came out of me. I was like, oh my gosh, that was the ugliest dress.
You haven't been very on board with either of her dress last night or last week.
What?
The last two dresses she's had on, you didn't like.
Well, the one last night was from last week.
No, the blue dress?
Yeah, they picked up from last week.
Okay, but the one that was white with the back out last week, you didn't like that one either. I remember you saying that.
I just know the one for this ceremony was awful. It was awful.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out what goes down tomorrow. We'll catch you up. But coming up next.
Tonight. We're going to find out what happens tonight.
We'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah.
So live stream with me if you want to. It's just Kelly Raspberry. I'm easy to find.
Yeah, you'll find her. Go to KidNation.com if you want to find the rest of our handles, too. And let's get crazy, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple here that came in early on the text. Hey, guys, every time I drive by a nursing home in our town and I see an ambulance outside, I tell my kids, hey, someone's getting evicted. Well, now every day my son and daughter let me know that someone got evicted that day.
Aww.
Does that make me crazy? That's from Chris in Louisiana.
Aww.
I mean, it's a good way to hide what's going on for real.
Yeah, the shame of eviction is easier than the sting of death.
I guess. We say some random things when we're parents.
Oh, man.
To our kids. All right, we'll find out if those little things you do that you think are normal are in fact crazy next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's get crazy, Kid Nation. We call this segment, Does That Make Me Crazy? You give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Or text us, or slip into the DMs at Kid Nation on Instagram or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then let us know about those things you do that you think are pretty normal, but there's something inside you letting you know that, man, maybe it's not. Or maybe your friends finally started noticing and they said something to you and you want to prove to them that, nah, I'm not crazy. I'll call the Kid Craddock Morning Show. They'll let me know for sure because they've been doing this for years.
Right?
Well, let's be honest. Most call because they want to be called crazy.
They want to be crazy. Yep.
And enter the Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame.
Boy, you got to come with it.
You
got to
be in come correct when it comes to that. Yeah, Kelly, you do. Got one right here. Hey, from the text. Morning, guys.
Hey.
I work in the oil field, and I'm gone for weeks at a time. However, I can't sleep without playing with my wife's hair.
Aww.
So, I started taking her hair out of the hairbrush so I could sleep at night. But when she found out what I was doing, she started saving her hair for me. So I have a wad of her hair in my trailer at work. Does that make me crazy?
Yep. Yep.
I don't know. It's like sweet crazy, though.
I can see.
It's one thing to cut a lock
exactly.
of her hair and keep it tied in a ribbon.
Yeah.
It's also kind of creepy and sound of serial killer-ish.
But I can
to
see
have
that.
A wad of that hair.
And you just pet that thing before you go to bed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That's yeah. crazy. That's crazy.
That's maybe an entry.
I'm not bad. I'm not mad at it, but it is crazy.
It's for consideration for yeah. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're definitely nominated.
Now, if you call us back and you tell us that you're taking this wad of hair and you brushed it out and now you have a nice little strand, is that even crazier?
Yep.
You're taking care of it, shampooing it.
Yep.
Like your wife's at home with you or at work.
Or in the trunk.
from the text as well. Hey, when I buy a bag of Cheetos, I'll open it, and then I smell them, and then I let them sit for a day before I eat the bag because they taste better after they sat for a day.
Some people like stale. I get that.
Mm-mm. A day?
Especially the puffs.
There's a soggy. The biggest puffs? Soggy stale.
Not after one day.
Puff soggy stale is good.
Ugh.
The crunchy ones, the thin ones, I cannot.
No,
I can't have that.
I get it with the puffs, though. I can see that.
That's crazy. I like my.
I don't think it's crazy. I vote no.
I'm down with the deep smell, though.
Yeah, I like. I do like the Cheeto smell.
It's like you're inhaling the cheese because you are inhaling a bunch of that powdered cheese that's on there. Anna, you got one from Instagram?
Yes. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Kid Nation. Ashley said, I love to stand backwards in an elevator just to see how people react.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy? I would love to see someone do that.
I love making people feel awkward in elevators.
So you're in the elevator facing the back wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of facing the door.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, people do weird things.
Yeah.
A kid used to, man.
I love elevators.
He was the worst to ride an elevator with because he would start talking about that. Gross, red, itchy medical condition.
Yeah.
It's just like, stop.
He did that on the airplane all the time. Was humiliating. He'd get on the phone and talk to his doctor about his rash.
Yep.
You say it's contagious?
One time he grabbed his stomach and he goes, oh no, here we go again.
Yeah, no. That's really funny. Fun times.
Yeah.
I don't think you're crazy. I think you're a prankster.
Yeah.
My favorite
Agreed.
Thing that he did, though, and taught me, and I've tried to do it once with a straight face, but it's when you take a certain airline where you don't have an assigned seat.
Yep.
And you leave the middle, if you have a row and someone asks if someone's sitting there and you look up at them and you say, just the Lord.
But you gotta put the googly eyes on. Just the Lord.
Just the Lord.
Works every time. Even if the plane is full, they'll get off the plane.
They're like, oh, okay.
All right, cool. See you later. Hey, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Hey, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? We're ready to hear yours.
Crazy.
Oh, over her crazy laugh. Talking over her crazy laugh.
When I'm in my car and I'm just singing by myself, I have to end it with good evening, friends.
Give us an example.
Okay, so like Amazing Grace and da 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 da. Good evening, friends. I try to stop, but I just can't. And when I'm around my friends, I try. I really, really, really try, and I just kind of under my breath, I have to say,
oh my God! You have the most unique laugh I've ever heard in my life.
I'm gonna wet my pants.
We love you, Jessica.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God! I have to pee so bad. Y'all gotta pee.
It's so contagious. She snorted too.
Oh my God.
What do you do for work, Jessica?
What? Where you were?
She says I don't work.
I don't have a
job. Are you married? Are you married?
No.
How do you live?
How do you get money?
Oh, I'm so sorry. My husband passed away. It's like 5 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, we brought down the room with that question, didn't we? I'm so sorry.
No, no.
We wanted to know more about you.
You made our day, Jessica.
I just want to hear you laugh some more.
Yeah. You have the best laugh.
Jessica, I can't stop.
We love you. We seriously just love you.
I love you.
I love you guys. I watch. I mean, I don't watch. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
If you ever want to come down here and just sit in the studio and give us that precious laugh of yours.
But before you hang up, please give it to us one more time. Good evening, friends.
Good evening, friends.
Where are you calling from?
Biloxi. Biloxi, you are so lucky to have Jessica.
Oh, have a great day.
Oh, we love you, Jessica.
Fantastic day.
Bye. I love y'all.
Love you, too.
She made my week.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that woman right
that
there.
That laugh was
like
something.
A hiccup laugh.
I love it.
Yeah, I wanted to gasp.
The cutest thing ever.
When I...
Yeah.
Oh, man, she was the best. Oh. Hey, Carla.
Hey.
How's your laugh?
Not that, Carla.
So,
I don't know if I was crazy
or
not, but that was pretty funny.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Very sweet.
What do you do that's crazy?
Basically, every time I walk away from something, or if I shut it there and I walk away, like my car door or the front door, or like I put something on the shelf, my arm that I leave behind, I just have to slap my butt with it. And now my son does it too.
So the hand she uses to close the door or whatever she uses it for, she has to slap her butt afterwards.
Oh, that's a weird...
So open the door, slap the butt.
That's a weird little tick there.
Yeah. Use the phone, hang up, slap the butt.
Huh.
Okay. It's like a good game to yourself.
Yeah. I did a good job shutting that
Carla,
door.
You keep... That's not crazy. Pat, you're just telling yourself, good game. And now her son's doing it too, she said.
I bet Jessica's laughing her butt off of that one.
I want to adopt that laugh. That makes everybody happier.
Yeah.
You start laughing like that.
Yeah.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Good morning.
I'm
so excited.
Hit us with your crazy.
All right. Does it make me crazy that I pair my sodas with my meats like fancy people do with their wines?
Oh. Ooh. Okay. So what does the filet mignon goes with what?
A dark soda, like a Dr. Pepper.
Mm. Yes.
Huh. How about chicken piccata?
Oh, definitely a Sprite.
Uh-huh.
What about the seafood, like a salmon?
That's a good one.
Maybe like a Mountain Dew.
Oh, interesting choice.
All right. Shoot.
All right.
That's
soft
cool
drink
crazy,
pairings.
Though. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another. What about Mexican food?
Ooh.
Definitely a Coke or a Pepsi.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You got
it.
I would have gone with Jarritos, but that's fine.
Yeah, Topo Chico.
Does anything go well with a Pop-Tart?
You got to go milk with that one, man.
Yeah, good call.
Soft drinks with sweets, weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, mimosa would have been good.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mimosa sounds good right about now. Thanks, Melissa, for
mimosa
your call.
Always sounds.
I'm going to start thinking about doing that.
Interesting.
Orange Fanta.
Fanta's good. I like the grape one, though. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome. Hi. All right, let's see. You're crazy.
Okay, so my mom is old school Cajun, and growing up, she always taught us, like, don't ever put a hat or a baseball cap or anything on the bed. So now as an adult, my husband will come in and throw his baseball hat on the bed, or if we're on vacation, he'll throw his hat on the bed, and it just drives me insane. So what I do is I unmake the bed and remake the bed to get the bad juju away. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that bad luck or something? I never heard that.
Apparently.
It was just something that we were taught as kids growing up.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm from South Louisiana, and we have those superstitions and things. And that was just something we were taught growing up. Never put a hat on the bed. So that's my way of getting away the bad vibes is by unmaking and remaking the bed.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. And but it also explains a lot of my life, because I throw all my hats on my bed. I had like three yesterday on there. Triple the bad luck. I did not know. I'm going to stop doing that and see if my luck changes here in the next couple. From the text, when I'm moving about the house at night, I sometimes walk with my eyes closed. It's like I'm training myself just in case I ever go blind. Does that make me crazy? That's Chris. I've done that before.
I've done that too, just to see.
My buddy, you know Thorgis, right? My buddy,
yeah.
David, that he has that adaptive gym. So he has people that come in and work, and they're blind. So he wanted to see what a workout is like for mm-hmm. them. And he did an entire workout blindfolded.
Huh.
And he said he was dizzy. He said it was the hardest thing he's ever done.
Yeah. But that really is a good thing, so he can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now he knows, yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, I think that's a cool, that's cool crazy. I mean, yeah. Checking out what other people have to deal with.
Sure.
What's up, Angel?
Hi.
Hello.
So my 14-year-old son has always been obsessed with cars. And when I see a Dodge Challenger, because that's always been one of his favorite, I always will look at it. He's not even with me. Just, and they're everywhere. And I always go, I love you, Ryan.
Aww.
Does that make me crazy?
No, that's sweet.
Awesome. Mom.
That's sweet.
What's your son's name?
Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan's probably like, Mom, you're embarrassing me. I'm 14.
Yeah, I told him I was going to call and ask y'all if I was crazy. So now I'm really embarrassing.
That's sweet.
Now you keep
sweet.
Embarrassing him. That's the goal of a mom, right? When they're 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, two more years. You better save up. You're about to buy a Dodge Challenger.
No. I know.
Ryan's going to have to get a job and get his own car.
That's a lot of car for a season.
Tell Ryan to start playing a lot of Fortnite.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he could win. He could win $3 million like Booga.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told Casey he needs to practice at least 6 hours a day now.
Right? He's got to play football. Yeah. What's up?
I'm messing up here, Kelly. I'm going to take him out of this football camp.
I'm doing that hot sun.
You cannot eat dinner until you got a victory, good man. All right, Kid Nation, we appreciate all your calls and your text messages. For Does That Make Me Crazy? It'll come back next week, so make sure you have them ready for us.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Breaking news. It has happened yet again. Poor Jessica Alba is having a bad week. She got hacked.
Again.
This time to Instagram, not to Twitter. And whoever hacked it said, I used to watch Fantastic Four when I was 6 years old, and I loved you. Please forgive me. I'm just having fun.
Hmm.
And they keep playing some rapper that's in jail, and they want him freed.
Hmm.
So Jessica Alba is hacked. May want to change that password.
But if you really love him, pick somebody you don't like to hack. Right? Because it's such an invasion. It's such a violation.
It really is, man. Because you're ruining her day, and she's got kids. She's trying to run a company.
I speak from experience. It's awful. I can't. When you hear somebody gets hacked, you're like, "What? That's a big deal." Until it happens to you, you don't understand. You are a prisoner, and you don't know what access information they have.
People how much stress you had when that was happening
so
to you, Kelly.
Stressful, because when it happened to me, people started messaging me like, "Oh my God, Kelly, you've been hacked!" And I went immediately. Within just a couple minutes, and I'm on my laptop, and I get a Skype phone call, and I never get Skype phone calls. I knew immediately it's the hackers. I just knew it in my gut. And when I picked up the phone, I said, "Why are you doing this to me?" That's the first thing out of my mouth. And they were laughing. They're just a bunch of punk kids. They're teenagers who are very, very intelligent. And this is what they do because they're bored. They try. And then I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because you have a blue check mark by your name." That's the only reason. They had no idea who I was.
You were
randomly
selected.
They picked
me off
of Twitter because I had a blue check mark.
Jeez.
And I reported it to the police. I didn't want to. They wanted to come on the radio show. Our producer, Robert, said absolutely not. They said the way they would give me my stuff back is if we put them on the radio show and they would teach people how to avoid being hacked. They would give you tips. What they did was they called my... my provider or whatever, and they pretended to be like a technician who was trying to help me figure out some stuff, and they were like, "We need the password and stuff," and blah, blah, blah.
And they gave
it to them.
Wow.
How?
That's amazing.
They answer some few key questions that they have enough knowledge of
about you.
That they can fake it.
Like your mother's maiden name. That's pretty...
It's probably pretty easy to
dig deep, but like those are the questions they're asking you, so that's why you got to answer them differently.
Yeah, you have to answer them differently. It's like... Your mother's maiden name could be Smith. You put down squash.
Yeah.
Something that has nothing to do. What was your first car? potato.
Right.
It has to be such an absurd answer that they can't maybe guess.
That's what I do on mine, because mine obviously would be easy, because a lot of those questions are, what city were you born in?
Yeah. But then I tricked myself.
That's very easy for me. Mexico City, right? That's not my answer on any of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I tricked myself on one of my logins, and I can't remember what I tricked myself that my passwords were. Yeah.
That's what could end up happening if you don't.
It's like first concert, and I can't remember my trick answer.
Oh, no.
So now you're none of my actual answers.
So it's gone forever?
It's gone.
There's this lady, Kelly. There's this lady that just got busted for hacking Capital One. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. What'd she do?
She's a software engineer of some sort. And they say she was just doing it just to show that she could do it.
Well, she was getting the applications of people who are providing all their financial information, right? Their personal information. She was getting from the app.
Like 100 million people. Like, this is a pretty huge story right now. And so she's arrested. She even posted her name. She wanted to be called, I guess. I mean, they said she didn't have malintent. I mean,
she was trying to prove a point.
She's
trying to prove
a point that
there was a weakness in the system.
Yeah, but she's going to end up probably going to jail and paying a huge fine.
Well,
but at the end, she may get hired by somebody.
They do hire these really smart kids to work for big banking industries and stuff.
To help prevent.
Because
people.
They have to outsmart the hackers.
Right.
This was Penelope on Criminal Minds. That's how she got her job. Mm-hmm. She was part of the dark web, and they recruited her to come.
From what I hear, a lot of these guys that hack and
that
girls
is my
that
real
hack,
life.
They pick you up, and then they give you a lot of money, and all you do all day long is try to break into the company's logins.
Yeah.
All day. That's your job, just to hack. And if you make it, then they got to fix it and make sure nobody else can.
And then they have other people who their sole job is to build enough firewall so you can't get through
it.
So
they can't get in.
The government has the best of the best hackers, probably.
And that's what these smart kids could be doing.
For somebody
working
smarter.
For good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
not just harassing Jessica Alba. Why? I'm a huge fan. Sorry, just having fun. It's not fun. It's not funny.
No.
Yeah, true.
Use your powers for good. And
so much good you can do with that.
Yeah. And I know a lot of these guys do it because that's how they get found. You get caught hacking, and then that's how you get the job. But I guess there's got to be ways around that. You don't have to just hack to get the job.
Do a thing.
So be careful out there. Make sure you have tricky passwords, Kid Nation. The hackers are in full of attacking season from what I keep seeing on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
So be careful out there. Let's switch it up, though, from some bad news for Jessica Alba to some good news.
I need some good news, baby.
Kid Nation at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us why you're smiling, what happened in your life that's making you feel super awesome, and you just want to share it with the world, because when something good happens, you want to go tell everybody, and so we want to give you the platform to do that. And I got a great idea here. It's a good news story for you. If you're getting married and you feel like you already have everything, there's a way you can help out others. And this Florida couple did just that. I'll tell you what they did next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby.
News at 800-KID-LIVE.
I'm sorry, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Text messages and calls are very welcome. Now, I told you there was a story. A couple in Florida. Now, usually when we start these stories, they're usually during tidbit news, and they tend out to be funny. They turn out to be funny. But a couple named Matt and Kelly Cameron got married recently, and she's a teacher. So instead of gifts, they asked people to donate school supplies to underprivileged kids.
Wow. How about that?
They ended up with over 70 backpacks filled with everything from pens and notebooks to water bottles and headphones.
Very cool.
Isn't that cool? So they found a way for their wedding party to give back to the community and to kids in need, which is really cool. Now we want to hear why you're feeling good. Give us that good news, Kid Nation. I have some good news.
Oh, come on.
Today, my family is going to be welcoming a new puppy.
Yay!
She's going to be staying with us to make sure that we're a good fit for her, but I feel like it should be good. I feel right. I feel nice about this.
Can you go public with the name yet or no?
Well, you haven't decided yet. It's still between Callie and Piggy.
We got a peer pressure.
Yeah, we're peer pressuring.
And choosing Piggy.
Uh-huh. From the text, hey guys, I'm a professional belly dancer, and in 10 days, I performed 10 times from Corpus to Dallas to San Antonio.
Wow.
All that belly dancing.
That was a big market for that.
Do your thing.
Belly dancing, huh?
You do it, the body roll?
Are there man belly dancers?
I don't know.
I hope not.
Why not?
don't want to see that.
Dudes can belly
boy
dance.
Bellies.
I don't want to see that.
No. Oh, we should start our own belly dance dude routine thing.
Dead bod belly dancers.
Yeah.
They usually do it when you're eating at these restaurants where they come out and do a show while you're eating. And I don't want to see a man's belly.
Why not?
The delicate woman.
Here. Eat something. Yeah. Let me show you mine. Eat
something. Show her your belly button.
I'll lose my appetite.
Big Al's,
pay money to eat.
You can pour a shot in his belly button and get one. From the text, my boss was telling us how we embarrassed him in front of the district manager. Uh-oh. And then when he turned to storm off, he slipped on some water he had been using to mop and ate it in front of us. Ha ha. So now, he embarrassed himself, and that burden was taken off our shoulders.
That's a good news Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
Right?
Don't judge people's good news.
How are you going to tell them what's good news for them?
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you get yelled at, and then they embarrass themselves, that makes you feel better, I guess. What's up, James?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing awesome, buddy. All right, give us that good news.
All right, so I played Grand Theft Auto V, and they have the new casino update.
Yeah.
And in the casino, you have a big prize wheel, and the main prize is to win a car. And my daughter, Allison, spun the wheel for me last night and won the car.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. Let's clear this up. This is an actual car you get to drive in real life or a car in Grand Theft Auto?
It's a car in Grand Theft Auto. I wish it was a car for real life. I'll take that.
Oh.
I thought he
wanted
a car.
It's a car that nobody else can have, though, in the game.
Well, I take back my woohoo.
Oh, come on.
Save that.
I get a drama car.
Yeah.
Save that. Kelly took back her woohoo.
By the way, Jen, I think that's the one with you in it, with the you as a cover model.
I never got paid for that.
Yeah. Yes, we still get it. That Jenna looks like the girl on Grand Theft Auto covers. Hey, Robin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing good. Awesome, man. You did some good work out there on the streets, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I came home 8:30 in the morning, dropping my daughter off for the therapy. She's 9-year-old. Came around the corner, and I see this little boy stood by the side of the road, a semi-major intersection, very busy. And something made me stop, and I stopped and got out and started talking. They said his dad had dropped him off by the wayside, and his mom was going to pick him up. Well, as we got into it, I talked to him more, and I thought, oh, I'm going to call the police. So I called 911. They turned up. We stuck to him for an hour, trying to get information out of him. He didn't know where he lived. He didn't know his mom's last name.
Oh, no.
House number. He was completely on his own, dressed, fully dressed, very quiet, very small, and he said, he looked round and he said, that car down there looks like my dad's. But my dad's asleep. My brothers are asleep. I'm thinking, uh-oh. Uh-uh. So one of the policemen, they went down the street 4 or 5 doors, hammered and knocked on the door. They eventually came to the door. They'd all been asleep. This little boy had woke up, let himself out of the house, and walked down to the corner.
Oh, my
goodness. Good job.
I'm glad you were there, man.
Way to pay attention.
I have a sick feeling in my stomach at what could have happened. He could have been run over,
what a great
kidnapped.
Story. Yeah.
And the police said to me, if I hadn't stopped him and right there, then who knows how far he could have walked. Because that was maybe less than 1/2 mile from the freeway.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you don't want to lose.
Robin restoring our faith in humanity.
Right. Yeah. You see something
the good guy found him.
You know, you got to follow your gut and stop.
Yeah. Yes,
that's wonderful.
Thank you, Robin, for doing that and helping
Robin,
that little one out.
Obviously from Mississippi.
It was
Mississippi,
amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, where are you from, Robin?
You can tell by the accent. Biloxi, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm from England, originally.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Oh, the motherland! Yes, mate.
They say the ladies love the English accent.
The ladies do, especially heroes with English accents.
It's almost too much to handle.
Thank you.
Hero Robin. Uh-huh. Robin.
I'll be your Batman, Robin.
What's your last name? Do you have like a British last name?
Yeah, my name is Wilma.
Wilma?
Oh, Robin Wilma. Wilma. Yeah.
Robin
That's a British name right there. That's a ladies' man right there. That's what I'm talking about.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.